Today, the title of the message is Renew Spirit. Okay, Renew Spirit. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 and 31. This is a passage that the Lord's been encouraging me with throughout the week, and continuously speaking to me personally, encouraging me, but I also felt convicted that this passage was for Catalyst. Isaiah 40, verse 29 and 31, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who wait, and this is the King James Version, I like that, the wait is, instead of hope, but those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Okay. Last week I gave a sermon on right spirit, you know. And, last Sunday I was going to do it on, I did it on counterfeit spirit, and today I was going to do it on the Holy Spirit. But again, as I was preparing that message, it changed to this. It's a renewed spirit, okay, renewed spirit. This passage talks about weariness, right? It talks about weariness. And when we go through weariness, you know, this passage says even young men stumble and fall, right? And when, so this affects everyone, okay? It doesn't matter, you know, you're young and physically healthy, you're eating the right food, whatever you're doing, huh? Weariness hits all of us. And here's this passage, here's the problem with weariness. It says when you are weary, you stumble and fall, okay? You stumble and fall. When you are weary, this is where we become disillusioned, right? When you are weary. When you are weary, you're more easily irritated. You see the worst in people. You see the worst in your circumstances. You become increasingly judgmental, more critical. You tend to blame people more. You lose enthusiasm. This is where we get depressed. We get hopeless. We get stressed. And this is when you are weary, you are open to rejection, shame, and condemnation. And we start to fight the wrong battle. We start to fight each other, fight the wrong battle, and we start losing the spiritual battle, the good fight. Spiritually, when we are weary, you open yourself up to demonic attacks. You can't discern the will of God, and because of that, we make the wrong decisions. When we are weary, emotions like anger, when weary, become very destructive. Okay? When weary, we start to listen to lies. When weary, we get easily shamed, easily feel rejected, easily hopeless, easily we get depressed. When we get weary, you know, we become cynical about very important thing as a church. For example, the Great Commission, it doesn't excite you anymore, you know, when you are weary. Evangelism feels overwhelming. Discipleship is draining, you know. Devotion becomes a ritual. Prayer becomes empty, becomes empty. The Great Commission, the Great Commandment to love God and to love other, if we become weary, how do we stumble and fall? You say to yourself, nobody loves. Okay? There's nobody who truly loves. You know? You know, what we say about relationship is you can't trust people. People will always take advantage of you. You start to focus on past rejection and you get power. When you are weary, you give power to past rejections. You know, spiritual maturity, you know, and again, Catalyst, you know, online and in person. Again, we're doing our best, But there's so much limitation because of this pandemic, you know, because of this pandemic. And I want to challenge Catalyst. You have to take responsibility for your spiritual life. You have to take responsibility. I believe in you, Catalyst. I believe in you. Huh? You're not drinking milk anymore. Or, you know, when it's milk, when it's a baby, you know, you have to constantly feed the baby. You're no longer infants. You're no longer infants. It's time that we are able to eat solid food. I want to speak this into Catalyst, your heart, the members here. You are spiritually mature. You are spiritually mature. You know, but when you are weary, you know, when you think about your spiritual life, you start to care less, you know, you start to become more selfish and start thinking about just yourself. And when we think about church, you know, when you are weary, you go, oh, it's politics. Church is all about money. That's all they care about. It's about position. There's hypocrisy. It's a human institution, right, instead of the kingdom of God. That's why we got to overcome weariness as a church. There are a lot of things going on all around us that's sucking us dry. Right? But we're going to overcome weariness. Amen. And specifically, as I was preparing this message, I was convicted to focus on, you know, there are many different things, you know, that's draining us and making us weary, but I was convicted to focus on one thing, right? Focus on one thing. One of the reasons we become weary is because we try to please everyone around us. Did you hear me? One of the reasons we become weary is we try to please everyone around us. So what we're doing when we do that, you put pressure on yourself. Right? We put pressure on ourselves. We wear ourselves out because we try to please everyone around us. Try to fix all the problems. Have all the answer to be the person everyone likes. We believe the world will fall apart if you don't take care of everybody's problem. Right? That is a lot to carry. Are you God? You know, take care of every problem. Right? You and I fall into weariness when you and I try to be all things to everyone. Right? And the moment, how do you know that's you? The moment you disappoint someone, right, you become weary. Right? You can't sleep. You become weary. Right? A weariness comes because we fall into the trap of pleasing people, impressing people, worrying about how we look, what other people think of us. There, you know, especially now, there are needs all around us. And you can't fulfill all the needs that's around you. You can't be all things to all people. You can't take responsibility for something others need to take responsibility. When you are trying to please people, I'm going to say this, listen to this. When you are trying to please people, you are not loving people. It is not out of love when you try to please people, but out of pressure and performance and guilt. Love inspires. That's how you know it's love. It's hard, it's difficult, it's, you know, it's crazy, but when it's love, it inspires you. Right? It inspires you. But if it's pleasing people, it will be out of pressure, performance, and guilt. What does pressure and performance and guilt do? It drains you. you will become weary. You know, Jesus is God, but he did not try to please everyone around him. Read the gospel. Huh? Read the gospel. Jesus did not try to please everyone around him. When the crowd wanted Jesus to entertain them by performing miracles, what did Jesus say? No. He said no. He just walked away, you know. When people wanted to make Jesus king in their own timing and not God's timing, Jesus said no. When people were selfish, self-righteous, legalistic, hypocritical, Jesus said no. To the most dominant, loudest, and most demanding people, Jesus said no. Jesus helped those who were broken but wanted to change. They had no hope, but they were humble. But those who did not want to change, he did not read the gospel. He did not chase after them. You know, you try to help someone, and time again, you know, there will be people around you, they don't take responsibility, they just blame, they make excuses, they want to talk to you just to vent and complain. They attack you, they blame you, they drain you. Right? And I'm going to speak this to you because here, you know, this is a loving church, you know, online, if there's somebody new listening, this is kind of harsh, you know, message. No, say to everyone, Catalyst is a loving church. Right? But they are this people, right, that continuously drains, right? And I'm going to speak this to you, right, to Catalyst. You cannot please them. Okay? You cannot please them. That's not, if you're doing, you're trying to love them for that reason, you're going to get more hurt. You're going to get more disillusioned. You're going to become more weary. You and I are not the Messiah. You know? Huh? You and I are not the Messiah. We forgive, we pray for them, but the Messiah needs to take care of them. Okay? You know, in Mark chapter 10, there was a rich young ruler, and the rich young man, the ruler, he tells Jesus, I kept all the commandments since I was a young boy, you know. Yeah, and Jesus says, you shall not murder. I kept that commandment, you know. You shall not commit adultery. I kept that commandment. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother. And this young ruler says, I kept all those commandments. And then here's what the scripture says. Jesus looked at him and loved him. He wasn't frustrated with the rich young man, you know, the ruler. Right? He wasn't angry at him, but the Bible says he loved him and asked him to do one thing. Go and sell everything you have and give to the poor. And the young man couldn't do it. And the young ruler walked away from Jesus, very sad. Notice, Jesus did not chase after him. He didn't go, okay, let me try this again. Let me help you more. Let me explain what I really meant. Jesus didn't do that. Right? Jesus let him go. It was because it was something that this young man had to deal with. He had to deal with it. Right? There will be people around you who won't take responsibility, who don't want to change, who knows how to make you feel guilty, who won't, and you take their all the junk, their mess, their blame, their dysfunction, their accusation. And the truth is, you can't please them. You can't please them. The specific conviction, because I believe the Holy Spirit wants to minister to our church, and those things that's making us weary, making us tired. And there are people you try to help, but they hurt you. They continue to hurt you. There are people, no matter how hard you try, you can't please them. They continue to reject, maybe manipulate, control. It's harsh towards you, shame, make you feel guilty, neglect you, forget about you, easily forget about you. That makes you weary. That makes you weary. And God wants to renew us in this area of our life. The Lord wants to renew us. Isaiah 40, again, 31 says, those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Okay, those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. To wait on the Lord, you need to understand the biblical identity that you have, how God sees you. You see, 1 Corinthians 6 talks about you being a temple of the Holy Spirit. Right? Look at each other and kind of whisper, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So you spoke that over one another, right? And online too, speak that over your family, to one another. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Okay? Listen to what I did not say. You are not a trash can. You are not a trash can. You're not a welcoming mat to be stepped on. This passage commands that you treat yourself as a temple, not a garbage disposal. A temple is to be treated with respect, something that's very precious. You're precious. Okay? I want to speak that into your heart. You are precious. You are something sacred in God's eye. You are something valuable. Okay? My life, my body, my soul is precious. Please speak that over. I think that, we seek pleasing people because something inside is broken inside of us. There's an unhealthy need, a broken need. And so we got to see the way God sees us. And God says, you are sacred. You are precious. You are valuable. In God's economy, you're so precious to Him. God wants to dwell in you. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. You're so precious to Him. God sent His only Son to die and redeem you. But this world, it has a different standard. So, I'm going to meet that need, and I'm going to feel worthwhile, worthy, and precious, and valuable if I'm smart enough, if I'm accomplished enough, if I'm beautiful enough, if I'm famous enough, if I have my life in order, if I fulfill every need of every people that's around me. No. Don't go that way. You're going to become more weary. The Bible says God gives strength to the weary and increase power of the weak. When we are tired, when we are weak, when we are weary, when the person you want acceptance doesn't give you that acceptance when you are emotionally, mentally, and physically beat up. The Bible says, turn to God, wait on Him, and God will love you. God will touch you. God will move in you. And the beauty about God, you know, those who drain you, you know what I realize? Man, they drain me because they want like 100 things that they want me to do. And if I do one thing wrong, they're upset. Right? God is different. God doesn't need a perfect environment to renew you. Right? We think we need the right atmosphere, the right song, you know. We have to do the right thing. You know, church, you know, we need to the right technology, the right feeling. This passage, what it says is, God wants to touch you when you are tired, when you are weak, when you are drained. And the church said,